Welcome to ICA Podcast 9. The goal of ICA Podcast 9 is to provide insightful information about the industry to members and non-members of Intercoiffure America Canada, the voice for salon owners. Each week, we'll bring business, educational, and inspirational topics to aid anyone with ties to the beauty industry. We will have a revolving series of hosts, pulling from industry leaders as hosts and guests to keep things lively and interesting, and make you wonder what's coming next. Now, here's this week's edition of ICA Podcast 9.
I want to welcome everybody to the Podcast 9 with Intercoiffure America Canada. And I am so thrilled that we've got one of our longtime members with us this morning. And she's such a powerhouse and has done so much for the industry as well as for Intercoiffure America Canada and also Intercoiffure globally. So I would like to introduce Inga Handing. I always get a little confused saying your last name. You know that, being Southern. So Inga, I am so, so happy that you're with us this morning. And I would like for you to tell everybody about what you're doing. And right now, I want to say thank you for being the ambassador for America Canada for education of life. So would you take it from here and tell them about your journey with this and how you got involved and the things that you've done with it? That's, I mean, the stories are so compelling and heartfelt. So Education for Life is a part of Intercoiffure Mondial. And it offers opportunities for all of us to work around the world and help different schools and countries that something catastrophic has happened and they just need for anybody to come in and help this salon industry from other sections. So Inga, thank you for being here, and I'm going to let you take it from here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share this about this project. I am very fond of it. And like most of us, if there's something we can do to help, we'll do it. And this is great because it also is part of our industry and giving people an opportunity to learn our trade, which I happen to be very fond of. So Education for Life was founded in 2004. It was, it started out in Brazil, and in Brazil alone at this point, we have five projects or schools. Some of them are shelters, for instance, for teens between 16 and 21. It is amazing. In Brazil alone, there is usually about 200 students that go through Education for Life hairdressing schools, and they are quite successful. So we also have, altogether, we have 11 schools worldwide. So we have India, Uruguay, Romania, Bosnia, Cape Town, South Africa. It is really quite amazing. It is was built on the foundation of feed a man a fish, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach him how to fish, feed him for a lifetime. So the idea, of course, is to get, whether it's young people or older people, poverty stricken, any kind of disastrous things that happen to people in life. Some have no parents, some live in the streets, depending on where you are. But this is a small way where we can help people. And since it is a Mondial project, which is, of course, Intercoiffure worldwide, it is amazing that we have the opportunity to help. So my big goal, and I'm really excited to share, is this year, I'm actually going to go to Cape Town, South Africa, to be able to teach in the school for a couple of days. Selfishly, I always wanted to go to South Africa. and happens to be the people that run the school there became good friends of mine. I'm very, very excited to see the school and be there. And the great thing I do want to share is in Interkofür, really worldwide, but in particular, since I'm in America and I represent America, we have so many talented, wonderful people that run great salons, are platform artists, have school, teach really worldwide. We have the opportunity to go to the school and volunteer our time and give back this way to the students and support the schools.
You know, so, Inga, one of the things that really warmed my heart when I first found out about this and listened to people who have gone to other countries, the amazing, can I say, energy that they came back with from just being in another country. And they said that they learned as much from these students or from these other Interkofür members who've come around the world to help educate. They've learned as much as what they felt like they taught while they were there or what they shared. And I think this is such a huge thing right now for us to be aware that our industry is global. I mean, you know, in America, Canada, I mean, the students that are in school, they're looking to be global some way or be connected. And this is just one of the opportunities that we have that when, you know, we're recruiting the students from schools here in America, Canada, that we can offer to people who work with us, who we know that have other salons, even if they're not American, I mean, Interkofür members, you know, they're still welcome to contact you and go. Isn't that correct?
Yes, absolutely. I think the more help we can get or able to give, the better it is. You know, I agree with you on the getting as much out of it as the students do. I think that we all know when in our salon we have a successful stylist that we were able to train, it does your heart some good. We are very proud of that fact, and they are so excited to learn, and I just feel like it's definitely something where you get as much out of it as the students do.
I know we've had quite a few members who have gone to other countries and shared, and every one of them, I think it's been life-changing for them to see what people go through just to get that education and how hungry so many people in some of these countries are. And some of them that would have never had the opportunity to go to school from their government helping them or someone over there helping them. So I think that these schools that are connected with Interkofür Mondial are really a blessing to our industry globally.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I just feel like it humbles you, you know, also realizing that sometimes we take for granted how great we have it, and to see when people that actually don't have that great of an opportunity are so excited to be there and so grateful to get just a little bit of help. I think it's amazing.
I think so too. So let's talk about some of the things that they do in the school other than just, I mean, I know you're a fabulous cutter and colorist. And do you go in and do one specific thing? Or are you sort of generalized when you go in? And how do you connect with, I think you're going to South Africa and Ezra, Isaacs is the one that heads that part up. Isn't that correct? She's also a member of Interkofür.
Correct.
And so how does she set that up? Tell me, walk me through a little bit of the process of what you do and how, if someone wanted to get involved with this, obviously at the end, we're going to tell them how to get in touch with you, but then what would be the journey from that point on?
So what Ezra has told me, because I asked her if there were specific things or needs for teaching, and she basically said, what do you have to offer? What do you like to teach? And as you said, I am a cutter. That is my love. And so is styling. So one of the things that she requested was, for instance, teaching a French twist. I have a manual that I use in my salon for my trainings that's called Bootcamp for Blow Drying and Finishing. And I'm going to bring that with me, and I'm going to do a lot of basic finishing and maybe a cutting demonstration. And she basically left it up to me and what I can share, and, you know, encourage the students and have some talks and talk about what the industry did for me, for instance, and why I'm still in it.
Yeah.
You know, so my big goal is, like I said, the finishing more than anything at this point.
Well, I know that some of the ones that have been over there, I think Reg Laws, he's been, I think, to South Africa before. And I think he has now a few people of the different countries that he went to who've come to America and is working for him. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is huge, huge to have that influence over someone in another country that they have this desire to be good enough to come to America to work with some of the people here. So the opportunities that we have, I think, at this time to be more connected, I think is just, it just makes our industry even more beautiful.
Yeah, I think that, it gives people the thought of, I can do this as well. It opens the doors for so many people in so many different directions that I feel like when you're possibly in a school like this, or even every day here at times, you hear people say, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that. But yes, you are.
You know? Yes.
I think if you share that with people and show them the way a little bit, it's anybody, you know, I'm a big believer in anybody can do anything. You just got to make up your mind, and you have to have an opportunity and hopefully support and guidance.
I agree. And, you know, right now, I mean, there's so much great education out there for students and also for, you know, the stylists that are young and coming into the industry. But the thing that I keep telling everybody is, when you're connected to an organization like Inner Coiffure, you have opportunities that usually you don't have when you're coming into the industry and you're just working in the industry. You've got to have that community, that network of people, so that you can have those doors open for you and opportunities that you can have that you normally don't get. So, you know, this is one that I think the door for the global connection is huge. It's a great way to step out and do that. And like you said, if you want to go someplace, you want to travel and just have the opportunity to go to any of these countries that offer the opportunity to educate, or even just go and participate. You don't even have to sign up to participate. You can just go and observe and be there. Is huge, and it offers so much to both sides. So why don't you mention the countries again that have these schools, and let's talk about how they can get in touch with you. And then also, we're going to put this on our website, so anybody that listens to this podcast can go to the Inner Coiffure America Canada website, and they will be able to see how to connect with you and have... and I know that you'll get right back to them and then take them to whatever area that they want to go and introduce them to the people in the country they might want to be connected with.
Oh, absolutely. So the schools, starting in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, there is 5 schools altogether. Then we have Bosnia, Romania, Cape Town, South Africa, Uruguay, Kiev, Ukraine, and India at this time. So, I mean, amazing countries, very different when you think about it. We also have, of course, the Education for Life website for people to look that all up, which is www.education-for-life.com. So you can read up a little bit about that on the website. My phone number is 813-267-0983 or email inge@salaninga.com. So of course, I'd be more than happy to get back to anybody. I'm really good about that, actually. And I I take pride in that, because honestly, I get frustrated when people don't get back to me, so I'm not going to do it. So
I totally understand.
Right. I think we're all like that when it comes down to it. But yes, and I will do whatever was sent you in contact with the right people. And I know that there's wonderful opportunities. And again, you know, travel different places or countries in the world that teach us a lot, whether it's rich or poor or whatever it is. So I think it's a great thing for everyone to be involved in.
I absolutely agree. And I thank you so much for coming on with this podcast and sharing this information. And then, you know what, when you come back from South Africa, which will be in October, correct?
Yes.
We forgot to tell the date. Yeah, it's October. So they have plenty of time to get in touch with you. And then after October, it would be really lovely for all the people who have gone with you for us to come back on and just talk about the things that you did and some of the testimonials, maybe from some of the students that you encountered over there.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to be in South Africa from October 16th through the 24th, which is on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, I will teach in the school. And then there is a tour of Cape Town. There's also the Congress for South Africa and Oceania at the same time, which would be a lot of fun, or will be a lot of fun. And I do hope that some of you or many of you want to join us or me, and we'll take lots of pictures, definitely come back and share the experience. I am super excited about it.
Well, thank you so much. And I know that you and I will be in touch sooner. We're going to be in France together. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much fun. I know, So thank you, Inga. And we will be in touch and, you know, have fun on this trip. I just ask everybody that's interested in this to get in touch with you. And we will absolutely follow up. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's such a great thing being a part of Intercoffee America Canada, isn't it?
It's amazing. I love it. I cannot say it often enough. You know, I am from Austria, as most of you know, or many of you know, and I was raised in an Intercoffee salon. I started when I was 15, and I was a little country pumpkin that was not very secure. But at that point, people that I worked with gave me such great chances and opportunities. And I always said, I want to do more. And here we are.
I know. That's sort of our almost all of our journeys, right? We were introduced somewhere in our career to somebody that was in a coffee or that really influenced us. And then here we are, members of Intercoffure, and hopefully we're influencing other people to want to become part of this great organization. So thank you so much. Thank you for everything that you do, not only for the industry, but for Intercoffure. And we will be back in touch.
Thank you very much. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the ICA Podcast 9 podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for more industry insight and information. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast too and share it with your friends in the industry. Our only goal is to bring people together and share information with those that need it. Intercoiffure America Canada is proud to be the voice for salon owners. For more information about us, visit intercoiffure.com. That's intercoiffure.com.